Father Mark asked me to clarify for you why we were being seated after the second reading prior to the gospel verse. We were listening to the sequence, the prayer for the sequence of the Holy Spirit. Father Mark said, you know, whenever we want to celebrate the liturgy, it's kind of important to be clear about what we're doing. So that's why he got up and asked you to be seated while we listened to that prayer. Clarity is really important. When I was in undergraduate, I decided that I wanted to be a foreign language major. And so I studied German and Spanish and Latin, in addition to English. And I had the opportunity to travel abroad during my experience in undergraduate. And it was a really powerful experience because I had that experience of immersion into a culture and into a language where I was forced to sort of learn it. And there's nothing scarier than when you're in a foreign country and you wake up from a dream that you don't entirely understand. I knew that I was beginning to adopt and think in the German language because I started to dream in German. And it woke me up in a cold sweat because as I woke, I wasn't always clear about what was going on in my dream. But suddenly, I was beginning to pick it up. In today's readings, we hear about the phenomenon of what happens when the disciples encounter this Spirit of Christ and are empowered in such a way that they can go out and preach this gospel and everyone understands them in their native tongue. Think about that for just a moment. We may have an experience of friends who might be in the movement, the charismatic movement, where there's this experience of speaking in tongues. But how many of you speak a second language? How many speak a third language? I have a cousin who speaks seven languages. Imagine if you had the capacity to step out into any part of the world and share this gospel in someone's native tongue. Would you do it? Would you be willing to step out into a foreign culture, into a foreign place, and preach this gospel to someone in a language that they can understand? That can be a scary kind of proposition, right? I want to suggest to you that the reason that is so frightening to us is because of what I believe Christ is enjoining on us at the end of the gospel. When Jesus says, whose sins you forgive are forgiven, whose sins you retain are retained, what I believe Jesus is inviting us to is an experience of forgiveness and an experience of love that goes beyond anything that any language could understand. Jesus is empowering us to speak the language of love. Now, St. Francis of Assisi used to tell all of his followers, go out and preach the gospel using words when necessary. This gospel of love is a gospel where we don't necessarily need words. What we need is a spirit of kindness, a spirit of compassion, a spirit of love, a spirit of gentleness, a spirit of generosity, a spirit to give. We don't necessarily have to speak the language of someone else in order to preach the gospel, in order to mirror who God is. And that's the challenge that each one of us faces, because we live in this broken world. And I want to suggest to you that when Jesus says to his friends, "Whose sins you retain are retained," he's not empowering his friends. He's warning them. He's warning them not to retain sin. Because when we retain sin, when we hold on to hurt, it makes it impossible for us to preach this gospel of love. And so our empowerment comes through forgiveness, not through retaining sin. Now, in our Catholic faith, we have the sacrament of reconciliation. I believe it is one of the most powerful sacraments we have, because it gives us the opportunity to hear in our native tongue, "You are absolved of your sin." It gives us the opportunity to hear God say to us, "I forgive you, and I'm willing to forget what you've done. But you can't forget it, because you have to learn not to do it." We make the mistake of interpreting that to retain our sin. And that's not what the sacrament of reconciliation is about. The true gift of reconciliation is our ability to let go of our sin. It is no longer retained. And we have the opportunity to be free of that. When we come here today, we come here to receive Christ in the Eucharist. The power that comes from the grace in this sacrament is all we need to speak the language of love. But the power we get from the sacrament of reconciliation and the grace from reconciliation helps us in our human frailty. Because our human frailty tends to hold on to the shame and the guilt that comes from our sinfulness. And God wants us to be free of that. So as we come forward to receive Christ in the Eucharist today, let us imagine Christ breathing on us, inviting us to receive the Holy Spirit, inviting us not to retain our sins, but to forgive ourselves, so that we can be empowered to forgive others. And then we can expect to step out into this world and preach this gospel of God.